This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Dolly and Anastasia. Now, I'm on the line now. We're going to be chatting to, well, this gentleman is probably one of the busiest in politics at the moment, and we're thrilled to have him on our breakfast show. Can I introduce to you now the member for Melbourne, Mr. Adam Band. Adam, are you there?
I am. Thanks very much for having me on.
Well, it is our pleasure. Now, one of the reasons that we, of course, wanted to chat to you is about this vote that was due to happen on the 6th of June. Now, I would imagine you and all the people in your office have been working tirelessly for this date to happen, and now it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and we're pretty disappointed about that. The old parties are pretty keen on not having a vote before the election, and they're standing in the way of further reform.
Now, why are they doing that? Why? Let's be honest. Why are they doing that?
Well, I think they tried very hard to get this issue off the agenda last year, and the Greens have been very clear about saying, well, no, we're going to keep coming back and back and back until we see the law changed. Perhaps also it might have something to do with Kevin Rudd coming out in favour of equal marriage, and perhaps they didn't want to see Kevin Rudd sitting on one side of the chamber and Julia Gillard and Tony Abbott sitting on the other.
Yes, I think that would have a lot to do with it. Isn't it really? Doesn't it come down to it? And why won't they realise that it's about, doesn't matter where you are politically, it's about where you are, you know, on moral issues. And, you know, one of the things that I admire greatly about the Greens is that it's about all Australians, regardless of what their sexuality is about.
Well, that's right. And I think that one of the things that we've seen time and time again as the more this debate progresses, every time there's another debate in Parliament or we schedule it for a vote, another member of Parliament comes out in support of it.
Yes.
And we've seen that from right across the political spectrum. And what we need now is for Tony Abbott to grant his members of Parliament a conscience vote, because I know that there are many members on that side who would also like to vote according to their consciences and vote in favour of getting discrimination removed from our marriage laws.
Yes.
And again, each time we have a debate, another one of them comes out and says, look, it's time that we changed our position. And of course, that's the side of politics that says they believe in an individual's freedom of choice and that government has no place in regulating the behaviour between people in their private lives. Well, I mean, this is a classic example of it.
Exactly right. Now, do you, let's say back to Kevin Rudd then. Do you believe, you know, that he's coming at deliberately doing it this way to go against what Julia and the party stand for, or is he just all of a sudden decided, no, hold on, this is an issue for everybody to decide for themselves? What do you think on that?
Well, look, you can't get inside someone's head and
know,
but I'm happy to accept what he says at face value, because I think what he's shown, and of course this is the case with people like Barack Obama and the President of the United Kingdom, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, David Cameron, as well.
Yes.
I think what they've shown is that when you sit down and reflect on the issue and you talk to people who are close to you, everyone in the world is now really only, if they're not directly affected themselves, they're one or two steps removed from someone they know who wants to go and get married and wants to have the same celebration of their love in front of their family and friends. And
yes.
The more people sit down and reflect on it, then the more people who change their minds. And recently, a poll came out this week of the Australian population that showed 65% want to see the law changed, and people want to see Parliament do the right thing. And I think people would be very relaxed about the law changing and actually just want us to get on with it.
Yes. I mean, there's a, you know, that of course leaves a great percentage of people that probably don't have an opinion on it or believe it might be wrong. But there's so many issues like that in the world, isn't there? But 65% is an enormous amount of people that really believe that we should have equal marriage rights.
That's exactly right. And I think it's, I mean, we should do it in Parliament, not just because it's popular, but because it's the right thing to do. And I think the One of the reasons I've been so strongly campaigning for this is that, yes, it will mean that now people can have great celebrations. And I've been to lots of rallies and I've seen people holding up banners saying, I want this because I look good in tulle and yes. I want to frock up. And I think that's fantastic. And we should make sure that happens. But also it's important because of the message that it sends from Parliament to the broader community, because we know that there are, you know, there is always someone, you know, a young boy in a country town who's working out who he's attracted to, or a girl who's at high school who wants to take her partner to the school formal. And we need a very loud and clear message, especially to the young people, that from Parliament, that your love is equal and that we don't have two tiers of love here in this country.
That's exactly right. I mean, there are a lot of fun and frivolous reasons. I mean, I do look good in colours, but I've got my I could be the mother of the bride many times with my wardrobe. But of course, there are a lot of deeper issues, and you've mentioned it there exactly right. Now, do you think when we look back on this, that Julia Gillard and Tony Abbott, when they're left back really in the Stone Age, if you want my opinion, they're going to feel a little embarrassed as history passes them by?
Yeah, absolutely. They'll find themselves on the wrong side of history, and it's going to be brought to a head, I think, quite soon too. Because now I'm, you know, really pleased that not far away from us in New Zealand, they've changed their laws, and you had an outbreak of singing and love in Parliament, which I think there's
wasn't
enough of, and there should be more of it. And I'd like to see it happen here in Australia as well. But so now we're going to have the great but absurd situation where people can jump on a plane and travel only a couple of hours and
yes.
get married, and then all of a sudden when they land back here, it's supposedly not recognised. And I think once that happens, and also potentially we might see the change of laws in some of the states around the country over the next little while, people are going to start realising, well, hang on, it's just absolutely crazy that people have to jump on a plane and go and do it. Why shouldn't it happen here? And so as well as I'll continue to push for a vote before September, because I think that if we had a conscience vote from the coalition, we could actually see this passed. But one of the other things that we'll do is press on in the Senate, where Senator Sarah Hanson-Young has a bill to allow Australia to recognise marriages from overseas, including from places like New Zealand. And I think that would be a good first start.
Yes, I mean, it's ridiculous. We have to have a good first start, but we do. And that would be one, as you say, at least, you know, if you're making the commitment that you have to go to another country to do this, at least it can be recognised here in Australia.
And look, I've got to say, I think in a year or so's time, the mood amongst the population will be, I can't believe that we had to go through all that and
yes.
that we had all that fuss about it. I mean, and I think people, if we can increase the amount of happiness in society, then that would be a very, very good thing for Parliament to deliver.
Yes, you're exactly right. Now, we've got a big night tomorrow night at the Eureka in Richmond, and we're going to be raising money for Equal Love. And, well, I tell you what I'm looking forward to, when we can have those equal marriage rights in Australia, and that you do your own little concert in Parliament to start the singing. Would you do that?
It's a date.
All right, lovely. Listen, thank you very much for joining us. I know you're a very busy man, and well, let's hope that by the end of by the end of Julia Gillard's reign and Tony Abbott's, we can at least persuade him to do something about it. But you're doing a wonderful job, Adam Band.
Thank you very much, and have a great night tomorrow night.
Thank you, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, well, you know, it's people like that working tirelessly, and one day we'll get a difference and we'll get equal marriage rights here in Australia.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.